Brian Rund. I'm in marketing communications for New Farm, and I work on the ag and corporate communications for the company.
We are here in your booth today at CAFCA 2015, and we're talking about a product that is used on citrus. Tell me what the product is and how it works.
Well, the product is called MycoShield, and it's actually still in the experimental stages. In Florida, there's been terrible problems with a disease called Huanglongbing, or HLB for short, also known as citrus greening. It's a bacterial disease that's spread by a psyllid, which psyllids are very common insects and hard to completely wipe out the vector. And when the HLB gets into the tree, it causes the fruit to not ripen properly, and a slow decline in yields, and then usually eventual death of the tree. And it's just devastated the Florida citrus industry. And in the past year, it's been detected in, not in any commercial production yet that I'm aware of, but in some backyard citrus trees in California. So we have been working in Florida with applications of MycoShield, which is a bactericide. And so far, it looks like there's some very promising activity at keeping the disease in check. It's really hard to eradicate. In fact, probably impossible to eradicate. But it looks like, from this preliminary work, that it's got some very good activity and could possibly prevent the HLB from really impacting the tree. So for California, we'll be looking at that in the next year or two to see what the utility might be here to protect the very valuable California citrus industry.
So, you know, I wanted to ask you the difference. Of course, Florida and California both working with the Asian citrus psyllid, trying to beat this, dealing with some of the Huanglongbing disease. But there are some significant differences in how far it's progressed in each of the states. Of course, Florida is so much worse than California. What is important at this point for California?
Well, I think the citrus industry and the whole ag community is doing the right things in California. It looks like getting on top of this very soon and putting together an integrated program, which they're doing, is absolutely the right way to go. And the good news is, from our standpoint, we feel like these bactericides, like MycoShield, really are going to be best used before the disease is a problem. So it will keep the invasion of the tree down to a minimum. One of the big challenges with HLB is you can't really tell it's there until it's too late. So, and that's what happened in Florida. There was so much out there that it just, there's really no way to recover on many of those acres. So we're hoping that in California, maybe we'll be a step ahead of it with a really aggressive effort between the industry, the chemical companies such as ourselves, our crop protection companies, and the growers, and the university community to really come up with a plan to make sure that we don't see what happened in Florida happen here.
And so let's talk about what happened in Florida now. With it being so far progressed in Florida and already seeing so much crop damage that's been happening for several years now, will this product work for some growers there?
Yes. The interesting thing is we didn't know that there was any activity until a grower actually did some experiments on his own and came to us and said, hey, I'm seeing some results here. We're still in the testing phases. We've had quite a few trials out. We're seeing promising results. And it's been good enough that the Florida Department of Agriculture has submitted MycoShield and a couple of other kind of similar products for emergency registration. So assuming that comes through, we should see treatment start in Florida next spring with the first flush. And we'll be able to measure, a little bit better then what the impact will be. But The Florida citrus industry is, frankly, kind of desperate for some solutions. It's really, really severe there. And acreage is down the lowest it's been in 50 years or more. Orchards are abandoned, and it's really rough. So we're hoping that it won't be a cure, but it certainly is a way, we think, to slow it down and save some of these trees and save the citrus industry. And we hope that, obviously, in California, we can head it off long before it gets to that stage.
All right. Thank you for your time today, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.